This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
And welcome, everyone, to another exciting installment of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Frederick Penny, who is again on assignment. Seated to my right is Denise Durton. Denise, where's Fred?
On assignment. He's on assignment. And we've got Seth Madden taking over for our producer, Cal Hunter, for the day. We are very excited. We're going to be trying out some new format.
That's right. For those of you that tune in, you know, I hesitate to say this because as soon as you say this, everybody goes, okay, we're turning the dial. Don't. This week, we're trotting out a new type of game in the place of case or no case, because case or no case is, it really requires Cal Hunter to be here, because Cal is the one who comes up with these things to try to stump us.
He's a lot better looking than I am, too.
And he's a lot better looking than Seth, although Seth, have you been nominated for any Emmy, local Emmys that you have not won?
let me get back to you.
Okay, he's going to get back to us on that one. So Cal's not here. We miss Cal. We miss Fred. Chris Rodriguez is not here. You know, there's a possibility that he might have been here, but for, I know that Cal or Radio Law Talk is listened to all over the world. And for those of you that have great weather today, that's outstanding. As we look out our windows at our illustrious studios here, it is gloomy weather in our neck of the woods. And once Chris Rodriguez saw that, he was like, I don't know if I can show up for Radio Law Talk today. So Chris is not here. But what I was going to say, though, as Denise had mentioned, we are going to try out a new game, and the game is called, Denise?
It's called Assume the Position of Somebody in Litigation. We're going to have interesting cases that are going on currently, and maybe some past cases as well, and I will ask Todd to assume the position of the defendant or the plaintiff. And we will then have to make legal arguments in favor or against.
Too bad we're not broadcasting this as a live video.
I really wish that people had seen, if we had live video, somebody could have seen the look on Seth Madden's face when Denise just said, I'll have a case and I will ask Todd to assume the position. And, you know, he's down in all his paperwork and his head popped up. Whoa. What? You know, assume the position of a, it's like a debate where somebody says, okay, you know, they raise an issue for or against, and then you take the position.
Yeah, or it's like oral argument in court. So we'll have that new game coming up quickly. And the idea came from, actually, I have to give credit where credit's due. I had a torts professor who used to teach us in a manner that we had to engage in the classroom. And he called me judge, and then he called the person sitting next to me the preacher, because she was always the social, moral kind of person that would make that type of a legal argument. And then I would be the one to try to stick just to the law. And so he used to say, you know, judge, assume the position of the plaintiff in this case. And that was where I got the idea.
I went to a very, how do I put this, liberal law school. So politically speaking, they leaned to the left, and they were very defense-oriented when it came to criminal law. And the professors were all former public defenders and whatnot and folks that had done that. And I interned, my first job interning was to intern for a district attorney's office. And so when I was in the trial practice classes and advanced criminal procedure classes and stuff, I always got saddled with, okay, take the position of the prosecution. Because everybody that went to that school went there with mainly a defense slant. So I had no shortage of prosecution-oriented tacks that I had to take in trial practice and whatnot. And it was interesting, you know, running into some of the buddies that I have now. And what are you doing? You're a prosecutor, right? I said, no, I'm a criminal defense attorney. And the looks on some of their faces, you're a criminal defense attorney? Yes, I am. I have gone to the other side.
Yeah, the dark side.
It could be worse. My friends look at me like, you're an attorney? I'm like, look, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Yeah. They must be lower in the bar for... But we also got some stories that we're going to cover today. Some interesting ones. One out of Dallas, Texas. For those of you following us in Big D, we have an affiliate out there. The off-duty police officer who shot and killed what she thought was an intruder in her own home when she got home, and then it turned out she was in the wrong house. And a grand jury indictment has come down against her, and we'll cover that. We've got information about Madonna. Oh, my gosh, you can't do anything without – you can't have a show without some sort of celebrity. Madonna had an adverse ruling against her and whether or not her family can live in the co-op that she rents. When she's not there, because she's gone all the time. Michael Avenatti is in the news.
Stormy Daniels, too.
Oh, yes. You know,
saucy.
Apropos, as I look out the window at the storm clouds over the horizon, Stormy Daniels in. And we're going to cover, you know, a couple of things about the attorney-client relationship and what attorneys are allowed to do on behalf of their clients when they are supposed to get their client's approval to file things. So we got stuff to cover there. What else do we have here? Michael Avenatti's also been evicted from one of his offices down in Newport Beach.
It's his old firm that got evicted.
It's his old firm that got evicted, but the... There's a lot of stuff going on with Mr. Avenatti, and not the least of which, so he's got stuff with his client, stuff with his business, and stuff with his own personal facing criminal charges. So we've got that. A little update on a judge's ruling relating to PG&E and the campfire. We talked about that last time we were here and what had taken place with the fires in Northern California. And it also has reference to fires from last year and other cases. So we've got that to talk about. Another one in the news, those associated with our current president, former individuals that had associations with him, Papadopoulos, Cohen, one is serving a sentence, one is just pled on a super secret down low basis to a charge relating to the Mueller investigation. Another individual who kind of cut a deal, Manafort, he's in some hot water, so we got stuff to talk about there. And we also have
a Supreme Court decision coming down on seizure laws and whether or not seizures by state governments or by any type of a state agency violates the Eighth Amendment. And that's a really good question.
Yeah, that is huge. And you'd be interested, you know, you think about this in the terms of, you know, a person is arrested for drugs or drug running and they lose their boat and their car, and we know about that. But there are other areas where seizures can happen that people don't really think about for seemingly much less than egregious behavior there, and you can still lose your home and your car. And that's where we're coming up on our first break at the quarter of the hour after the first getting the show started. Yeah, I can speak. Todd can speak English. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or online.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty and Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dead air because we're trying out a new system here. We are, you know, we are high tech at Radio Law Talk. high tech. You know, when Cal is here, we run that. We got the board, and I can see Cal, and he can do stuff. But we are running through the mother station in Dallas or back in Texas, and so oftentimes we can't hear the stuff going out, and that's not going over our feed online. And so you may hear some parts online where there's a bit of dead air. The people on radio can hear the outro and stuff, so don't be concerned if you're listening online. It's just something different that we're trotting out here on Radio Law Talk, and we're going to see how it works. And maybe that's why Fred's not here today, because like, well, I'm going to let you guys cut your teeth on this one. I don't know. I'm not going to do that.
So, I like watching that radio. Commercials.
That's right. That's right. You know. So, Denise.
Yes.
Denise. What is Stormy Daniels up to with Michael Avenatti?
Well, as you know, Stormy Daniels filed a complaint for declaratory relief in L.A. County Superior Court against the president. And trying to get the court to declare that the contract is non-enforceable, the contract being the non-disclosure agreement for her and the president's alleged relationship.
Well, you say she filed. She filed. Did she really file?
You know, she did file this.
Okay.
But it was signed. I have the complaint, and it was signed by Avenatti. Then, after that, she additionally, and now we don't know if she did it or if Avenatti did it on his own, because the allegations are that she did not approve of the defamation lawsuit against President Trump. And that defamation case, she lost big in this one. And in that particular case, the court dismissed the defamation claim, saying that Trump had the right to free speech to say what he said about her, and that it was not defamation on its face. And then that, by the way, has been appealed. It got appealed on October 16th, 2018, by Avenatti.
Interesting. Now let's just do a little refresher here as to what it was that Stormy Daniels was claiming was defamatory on the part of President Trump. Okay, so if you recall here, there is this, the underlying issue here is the allegation that Stormy Daniels and President Trump at some time in the past had, how should we put this, a liaison between the two of them, a liaison that is frowned upon by married men having such a liaison with somebody.
This is
okay.
PG-13.
Yes. So this had occurred at some point in time in the past, and shortly before the election in 2016, there was a negotiation came to a conclusion where allegedly money was paid on behalf of President Trump. We'll put aside whether or not it was at his discretion, at his direction, or, by an attorney working on his behalf. But money was paid to Stormy Daniels. I believe it was $160,000. What's that?
$130,000.
Yeah. I'll say, give or take, but, just spitting the money out there in an effort to basically buy her silence.
That's right.
And
she was then precluded from disclosing the relationship and interfering with the elections.
Or writing a book or any of this. And
correct.
Then subsequent to that, there was an argument raised by her that somehow they were seeking to invalidate the agreement, either because it used a pseudonym for Donald Trump and not his real name or her pseudonym, whatever. She was looking to invalidate the agreement so that she could come out and say that she actually did have said liaison with President Trump. And President Trump denied it, said she was lying, said that it didn't happen, and she brought a defamation suit.
Well, the defamation suit arises out of the fact that she claimed somebody that she alleged was on behalf of President Trump that came and threatened her with her child present. And then President Trump said that that was a false claim, that she had never been threatened, and that was really what the defamation came out of, because it was implied that he was saying she was a liar.
Well, and the fact is, to the extent that she is saying that he was the one responsible for it, the issue that was raised with all of this and the big concern on the part of defense attorneys was, well, wait a second, Ms. Daniels, if what you are saying would constitute defamation on the part of President Trump or anybody accused of a crime, then they would be facing defamation any time they ever entered a denial or filed a denial saying it didn't happen. There has to be something more than that. And so that was the issue that came about, and recently the decision was made by a judge saying, I'm sorry, Ms. Daniels, that's not defamation.
That's right.
Your case is dismissed.
And dismissed, and because she did not prevail, she was ordered to pay fees. But the amount of the attorney fees, this is an interesting thing, it has not been fixed yet.
That's right.
The Trump defense team claims there's about $350,000 in attorney's fees, but the judge has not made a decision on the attorney fees. And that's what brings into this appeal.
Yes.
I mean, is this ripe for an appeal without having that amount set? I'm not sure that was very smart on Michael Avenatti's part to file the appeal before the very final ruling is in.
That's true. I mean, if the appeal, I suppose it depends on the basis of the appeal. So if you're appealing because you feel that the amount of damages is unwarranted, I would agree with you 100%. It's not right. They haven't set the amount. If your appeal is based upon the procedural grounds.
Yeah, the motion to dismiss.
The motion to dismiss and the court's ruling to dismiss the case and to dismiss it without prejudice to refile or with prejudice to refiling and all of that, then I get it. And quite frankly, if you file the appeal, it's your way of telling the judge, don't even worry about calculating damages right now because this thing could be coming back
well,
to you.
Well, and in California, because this case is a California case, you have so much time. I think it's only 10 or 15 days after the ruling on the money or the ruling to put in your memorandum of costs, and that includes your statement for attorney fees as well. And so this could be a tactical decision on Michael Avenatti's part.
It could.
To kind of change the focus, like you say, and make it on the procedural issue, and maybe they're going to blow time on the getting that memory cost in.
That could be. So that kind of gets everyone up to speed about where we are right now. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour break. And obviously, I don't want to leave this one because this is a very, as Fred would often say, interesting case. And we're going to get into maybe the merits of Stormy Daniels' claim, whether or not she can prevail by saying, hey, I didn't authorize him to do this. A lot of stuff to talk about this, but we are headed to the bottom of the hour. Interested to hear your thoughts? Go ahead and tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call in, but we will be back. We'll give you the numbers when we
business
get.
Needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capital, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. too, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
The nation is mourning the death of former President George H.W. Bush, who died at the age of 94. Bush took the oath of office on January 20, 1989, and became the 41st President of the United States. A family spokesman says Bush died shortly after 10 p.m. Friday. The Republican emerged with sky-high approval ratings after the 1991 Gulf War, but lost re-election after voters struggling in a weak economy perceived him as out of touch. Bush was a World War II hero, a Texas congressman, the director of the CIA, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. Congresswoman-elect Katie Hill delivers the weekly Democratic address outlining three parts of the House agenda when they go to work next month.
We will lower the cost of health care and out-of-control prices for prescription drugs. We will rebuild the United States infrastructure. We will finally advance common-sense, bipartisan solutions to prevent gun violence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Back here on Radio Law Talk, Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, Fred Penny on assignment with Chris Rodriguez. Well, they're not with each other, but they're on assignment. Cal Hunter is gone. Seth Madden behind the glass. Want to welcome everyone back here for the bottom of
Rodriguez
the hour.
Rodriguez is gone again.
I know. Shocker. Shocker. Rodriguez is gone again. And a shout out to everyone who's listening up and down the up and down California from basically Sacramento North and over in Nevada, we got folks out in Dallas, Minnesota, just everybody listening in. And before we move on, I do want to mention one thing. There was a passing happened yesterday, and former President George Bush, that's Bush 1, who served from 88 to 92, Vice President to Ronald Reagan, director of the CIA before then, he passed away 9 months after his wife had passed away. And an individual who, regardless of your political affiliation, you do need to recognize that this was an individual who had a lifetime of service to
our country,
a lifetime of public service.
That's right.
And it's interesting, again, putting aside political differences.
He was also in the military.
He was.
Yeah.
He was. But putting aside political differences, it's always interesting when you can see the effect that one individual or a couple, in the case of George and Barbara Bush, can have on the future of a country. Look at the number of George Bush's children that went into politics that had an effect on shaping the state of Texas, the state of Florida, the nation. A very influential individual, and he has passed on. And by all accounts, everybody who had known him personally and met him, a huge loss, a very nice man.
And a very, very strong leader, a very good father, brother, husband, grandfather, great-grandfather. And Mikhail Gorbachev today said that he was very sensitive and was one of the best leaders that he worked with. And a lot of people really think about the end of the Cold War being Reagan, because Reagan, you know, said, take down that wall. But the person that put into all of the treaties, if you will, and got the stuff actually done was Bush.
That's right, because he had been, I mean, look, George Bush had been part of the CIA and working in, a lot of people look at the Vice Presidency of the United States as a figurehead position. You know, that's the one that goes out there, gets sent to be the representative funeral, that does all of this. And George Bush was a very, very busy vice president and was very big in public service before he became the vice president. And a lot of stuff that happened that led to the bringing down of the Berlin Wall were things and policies that were put in place by George Bush previously.
Yeah, and then the treaties were subsequently, during his presidency, enacted and approved.
That's right.
And that's what's so good. I just really have a lot of respect for him. And Dan Quayle, he spoke out today about the former president and said that he left the office the same as he did when he came into the office, which is a huge compliment, saying that that presidency and that power did not change that man.
Yeah, they, I got online this morning, actually on Twitter, and they posted the note that George wrote to President Clinton. Did
yes,
yes,
that?
I heard that on the news today.
Yeah.
I was listening to the news.
I had read that note somewhere.
And what a simple, beautiful, incredibly poignant message.
Yes.
You
yeah,
know?
It was nice.
I read that note. I remember I read that note when there was the change between President Obama and President Trump. And I just, you know, putting aside partisan politics, just to be able to have one individual recognize, even though you lost the election, recognize to the individual coming in, sir, you now have a very awesome responsibility. And
you will do well.
And you will do well.
That's right.
And
you will serve our country, and I am voting for you. And
yeah,
and
well, I don't know if
you're not voting for him, but, you know, rooting is the word, rooting.
Because yeah. Look. I mean, the fact of the matter is, and I think the principle that he set forth there is, if we're all citizens of the United States, you want your president to succeed, because the, you know, rising tide lifts all boats. And if the president's not succeeding, then that's not going to help me as a citizen. So,
right.
So kudos to President Bush for the example that he set. He will be sorely missed, and we just wanted at Radio Law Talk to send out our condolences to his family and to recognize that loss to our nation.
That's
so,
right. Well, let's get back to Stormy Daniels. I want to get back to Stormy Daniels, because I want to say one thing about this declaratory relief action.
Yes.
Versus the defamatory case that's already been dismissed. The declaratory relief action is still pending, and there's two things that they're asking for.
Okay.
First, they're asking the court to deem that there was no contract formed, and that's because it was not signed by alleged Trump.
That's
you know,
right.
It was a pseudonym for Trump, and it was not signed by Trump at all. It was signed by Michael Cohen, his attorney,
mm-hmm.
and it was signed by Avenatti and Stormy Daniels. No, not Avenatti. It was a previous attorney.
That's right.
So it was signed by her previous attorney and her, but it was not signed by President Trump. So that's the first line. The second is she's trying to declare that this contract for a nondisclosure agreement is void against public policy, because it's keeping secret things that should have been public It's much of the Me Too kind of a movement, too, where if you are paid to say that you didn't or that you cannot say that you were sexually harassed or any of these crimes committed against somebody, then that non-disclosure agreement should be void as against public policy. That's the argument. It's similar to that.
All right. So let's put on our looking at both sides of the issue here hat. What can you I mean, when you say those are her arguments.
Yes.
Putting aside whether or not she's going to prevail on it, my mind immediately goes to, okay, what would be the challenges to those arguments? What would the other side raise?
Exactly. What would you be Trump's defense team and tell me
what? So the first thing that comes to my mind is, all right, if my argument is that I did not sign the agreement and it should be invalidated, my response to that is, okay, yeah, but even though I didn't sign the agreement, I performed under the agreement. And you performed under the agreement. You signed it. You received $130,000 as a result of signing the agreement. What was the $130,000 for? And so because there was performance under the agreement, it can be an implied contract that these were the terms and this is what you agreed to do, and you took the money. Okay, so look, you probably got every leg in the world to stand on. If we've got this document, I haven't signed it, and oh, by the way, I've never paid you a dime. But quite frankly, right now, Mr. Cohen is facing a prison term because money was paid, and that money is now being treated as an in-kind campaign contribution in violation of federal campaign laws. So the money was paid, you got it. So I would say to that argument there, look, we have a contract. We do. And as to the other, about whether or not it's void as to public policy, my argument would be, okay, we talk about this as being a chilling effect on speech. But freedom of speech and freedom of information gets out there also keeps in mind the freedom to have speech not out there. So anybody can agree, I have the right to speak. All right. I also have the right to agree not to speak if I so choose. And if you take that away, what would the effect on non-disclosure agreements be throughout the country, throughout all of the legal world, if it could be subsequently invalidated because somebody said that a non-disclosure agreement is void as against public policy? So my arguments there would be, here's a contract because of performance, and you know, the chilling effect, if you got your way, would be too broad. Seth, do you have are you going to weigh in on this?
I was, but I was going to say that I think you just assumed the position without Denise telling you to.
Oh, he did, certainly.
I think that in the grander scheme of things.
I just had a flashback to marriage.
In the grander scheme of things, it's like, you know, I mean, for me personally, it's like I watch the news and I see this stuff unfold and I'm thinking like that issue is so central to whatever that's going on. But then you look at it from like your legal perspective or your legal, whatever your experience is, and you say, holy cow, like this could have such a grander impact on everything that we do in our everyday lives. It's like, oh, well, you just brought up like the speech issue. You know, I have a right to speak. I also have a right not to speak. So I think it's interesting when you watch the news that
this is a problem. Trump may not be bound by that contract. I think that's really what the whole thing is coming down to, is that Trump may not be bound by that contract. And Stormy Daniels just feels, or I, as Ms. Daniels, just feel that it's not right that I'm bound by a non-disclosure contract and he's not. And that's what feels wrong about this contract. And the fact that there was all this stuff happening at a time and she's told to keep quiet about this alleged affair, it doesn't feel right. It feels like we've got somebody that's running for public office that's not being forthcoming, or trying to keep things out, or trying to, you know, manipulate.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
this year. Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
here on Radio Law Talk. Boy, we have gone through three quarters of an hour, and it is blown by here. And we, you know, if you were here, and hopefully you were, and you stuck around, we've been talking about Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels and the storm clouds that might be on the horizon in that attorney-client relationship. And Denise, I got to ask you, if I come in and I retain you as my attorney, okay? Now, clearly you're my spokesperson for purposes of this case when we're in court, but do you have unfettered authority to do any and everything related to that case, or do you need to keep coming back to me to get authority to go further? How does that work? What do you got there?
Well, first, you have to have authority to file anything on behalf of the client. So that is the first and foremost. There's a little difference in what your authority is with regard to just purely procedural matters in court versus substantive matters that impact the lawsuit or the case or whatever it shall be. If it's purely procedural, you, as an attorney, have discretion to make decisions about procedural things. You run things by your client, like if it's a change of a date or something to that effect. But procedurally, you can pretty much act with authority using your discretion as an attorney. But when it comes to something that's going to impact the case in a substantive way, either what has been sued for or monetary settlements or any of that, you have to take all of that to your client, and you have to actually get authority to take action on substantive changes or substantive areas of that case.
And that's kind of what's going on here. Is you had the motion for declaratory relief, and that was filed, but then Stormy Daniels is saying now, the claim is now, that the defamation suit filed against President Trump was filed without her authorization. And I can kind of see where she's coming from with that, because it's the defamation suit that's
That's
going to cost her
money.
A lot of mm-hmm. money. And piggybacking on that is this idea of, where was the money coming from to pay the legal fees? And one of it, at least one GoFundMe account was raised, and maybe even
another one. Not GoFundMe. It wasn't GoFundMe.
Or GoFundMe type. It was
crowdfunding. But what's interesting is they did have, Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti, her attorney, they did have a retainer agreement. Now, that to me implies consent.
Yes.
And in the retainer agreement, she paid a retainer of $100. To file the suit, which doesn't even call, you know, doesn't even cover the filing fee.
Big money.
But anything that she raised, GoFundMe type of accounts or crowdfund type of accounts, he would get. That would be in payment of his
attorney fees.
Now here's something interesting about that. All right, so this is a common occurrence in criminal law, where somebody other than the defendant, other than my client, because I represent criminal defendants, somebody other than them pays their legal fee. You know, so Junior gets arrested, you know, 21 years old, he's got no money, mom and dad come in, pay my legal fee, as low as it is, and they pay my legal fee to go ahead and undertake the representation of Junior.
You want to play your commercial right now?
And when that happens, there is an ethical responsibility to put in the contract and to have all parties sign off that they waive any potential conflicts of interests that might arise due to the fact that the fee is being paid by someone other than the client. And the client has to sign it, the person paying
well,
the money has to sign
that.
It.
There's more than that. You also have to put in there that the person paying the fees does not have the right to control the litigation.
That's true. But my point in this is that when you are being paid by crowdsource funding, whether it's a GoFundMe or anything else like that, you know, arguably he would be undertaking, if his agreement was, I'm charging you $100, Miss Daniels, and then anything that comes in from crowdsourcing, I get to keep. Well, that's probably coming in the form of $100 donations, $10 donations, $1,000. You know, you've probably got, you know, hundreds if not thousands of people that are donating to this cause. I believe the fund at some point in time got up around $500,000-$600,000, a lot of money. And
$580,000.
And Ms. Daniels, I think rightly so, despite the fact that there's an agreement that he gets to keep it, has asked for an accounting. Where did the money go?
That's right. And so Michael Avenatti, I'll take his position here. He says that the money went to protect and provide security for her family, because that earlier account was to raise money for her safety, her security, but also her attorney fees. So it had a two-part function. Then Michael Avenatti went on to the website Crowd Justice, and he then did another call for funds to be?
Yes, he started another campaign.
Right, and Stormy Daniels says she didn't know anything about it, and that has already that campaign has already raised almost $5,000.
And so when I look at this, I sit there and I say, okay, you're telling me that it went for my personal security. Now, everybody in Radio Law Talk land, Denise is now representing Michael Avenatti, and I have now taken the side of Stormy Daniels.
So, we like to switch positions. Oh.
Okay. So
that's part of the robust,
yes.
You know, discussion.
We are not broadcasting from the roof, from a rooftop, okay? We are not sunbathing. So if I'm, you know, I'm Stormy Daniels' attorney. I'm looking at you saying, okay, I get that. Show me the ledger. Show me how much money was spent for personal security. I want to know how much went there and how much went here. And is there in our retainer agreement that was for $100, is there a waiver of the conflict of interest that might arise as a result of this? Because if they didn't put that into the contract, Mr. Avenatti is going to have some issues with the state bar.
Well, he could have gotten it in the GoFundMe or the crowdfunding account. He could have put like that type of a disclaimer on it or something like that. But that doesn't mean it applies to Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels has to have an express waiver for that money. And so
what am I going to do with Stormy Daniels?
Are you representing Stormy Daniels now?
Yeah. What should I do for Stormy Daniels? Should I say I don't owe my attorney any money, and then I file a suit against him to be a part and parcel of this $350,000 potential attorney fee award against me?
Well, if I'm back to representing Avenatti, this is what I'm saying. Let me get this straight here. Okay.
We might have a flowchart problem here.
And we're coming up at the top of the hour or our break here, but you enter into a $130,000 agreement with President Trump for a payment, which you really like when you get the $130,000. Now you want to get out of it because it doesn't suit you. And then you enter into a representation agreement with me for me to go ahead and put you on TV and do all this stuff. And now you want to get out of that agreement because it doesn't suit you. Ma'am, you're starting a difficult pattern here that the public knows about. Let's just all go our own separate ways because you're not going to win this. That's kind of how I look at it.
And I think that she's got a point. So
she does.
You know what? If this money was used to pay attorney fees, why can't it be used to pay attorney fees that's being awarded against her?
I agree, and we're going to have to wrap this up. We will be back after our top of the hour break. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.